Blog Talk Radio.
But yeah, I'm not touching it anymore.
Yeah, it's a sensitive time.
Yeah. She's like, I want to come see you. I'm like, nigga, what? You need time to heal. Away from me. Good God.
Yeah.
Hot like fire.
Why the fuck would she even fuck with other niggas talking to you? These girls are for the streets, bro. Like,
bro.
She belongs to the streets.
The fuck?
Ain't my girl, so.
For the fucking streets, bro.
Do what you gotta do.
All right. Let's go.
All right. 3, 2.
And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Shit Podcast. Today, it's Call-In Show, a.k.a. Friday.
Yep.
Let's get into it, baby.
Let's go. I was in there like 3 weeks.
And then she ran up.
Yeah, I'm like, what the?
What do you mean, IG?
No.
Streets.
All right, we are back.
And we're live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. Regular edition. It's Friday, man. AKA Call-In Show Friday, man. You guys could be anywhere else, but you're here with us. So thank you so much. We're the number one men's podcast
in the world.
Fucking world, man. So appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/FreshRate, guys. Get all the behind-the-scenes content there. The weekend is pretty much here. So, you know, you're going to see maybe a vlog from Fresh or Fed It, whatever it may be. But we post that stuff on Patreon.com if it's too hot for YouTube, okay? So Patreon.com/FreshRate. Also, check us out on Spotify, Google, and our podcast, guys. Every single platform you guys listen to podcasts.
We are there.
We're there. Chris uploads every day on anchor.fm/freshfit, guys. Anchor.fm/freshfit. So check us out over there. Also, get the merch, freshfitpodcaststore.com, okay? And then also, guys, check out the merch, the other YouTube channel.
Fresh Fit Clips.
Fresh Fit Clips, guys. On that YouTube channel, we post 2 clips per day. And, yeah, man, go check it out, man. We're trying to get up to 250K subs and then eventually 500K so we can flex on all the haters. God damn it. Get our Clips channel higher than a lot of these guys' main channels, fucking piece of shit haters. So check us out over there, guys, Fresh Fit Clips. And then also check out Fresh Vlog Channel.
Guys, I did a live stream last night at like 12 a.m., right, talking about networking, why you need to do it to be successful, and I brought down A to Z why you need to network. And, guys, excellent stream. Everyone that showed up, shout out to y'all. Some, like I said before, content is being changed to networking content, marketing content, how to make money, stuff like that. And girls will be shown on Patreon, so shout out to y'all, man, for supporting. Busey Gang, we're up.
Cool. And then also, guys, check out my YouTube channel, Fed1811. On there, I break down criminal cases for y'all. This weekend, I'm debating what I'm going to do. I might do either the Gangsta Disciples with Tutu G's and Coach the Ghost and them and Nick Blick, or I'll do another FBI Files for you guys. Maybe I'll do a poll on my YouTube story or YouTube community post and see what you guys want. The only thing is with the FBI file episode that I do is that it's kind of a pain in the ass to do it because it'll get like hit with like some kind of
copyright
or whatever. I mean, I beat it, you know, I was able to, you know, get it under cause I got like a little thing that I write up as far as like, cause it really is, fair use. Cause I like react to it. It completely changes the content cause I give expert, background on it. But, what I may do is I may, instead of live streaming it, I'll pre-record it and then post it for you guys. Or I could try, you know, live streaming it again, but I might run into some issues, or I might live stream it on Twitch instead and then post it on YouTube after. So I'll figure it out, guys. I mean, I'll make sure that you guys get an episode of Fed It this Sunday, man. Thank you guys so much. You guys really enjoyed the content. So, yeah, I'll keep giving it to you guys. I mean, there's no other YouTube channel like it. So check it out. Fed1811, man. Go subscribe. Cool. I'll hit some of these. I think we got, the phone lines are open, by the way, guys. The number to call into the show is 505-605.
And today's topic.
Yeah. Yes. Today's topic is very important. We're going to, you know, me and Fresh will give you guys a little bit of a, you know,
intro,
and then we're going to go ahead and turn it over to the phone lines and get your guys' takes on this. But the call to the show, the number is 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. So two chats real quick. Griot's vision goes last four digits, 3429. Cool.
All right.
And then we got Black Wolf Inc. Salute, fellas. Let's go. Thank you so much, Black Wolf Inc. Appreciate the support. And then also shout out to our guy Dorkhead in the chat, by the way. I got to give you a Don DeMarco for always being reliable and helping us out behind the scenes, man. A real top G out there in the UK. He goes, call to the show, and he 515-605-9740. After your place on the line, make sure to mute the stream. UK viewers, dial in free. Dial in 0-333-232-3232 from any UK phone. Then dial 001-515-605-9740. Number hash. Bam, man. Fucking helping y'all out. I didn't even know you could do that, man. So shout out to our guy,
Dorkhead, man.
Letting you guys call into the show for free all the way from the UK, man, because we love our UK audience. By the way, your boy Myron will be out there soon enough. I was talking with Standout TV. We're working out some things, and I'll be out there for you guys, and we'll do an episode of grilling, okay?
There you go.
I just got to figure out a day where we could, because that's going to be like a whole
week.
We're going to have to probably take a week off to do that London trip. But, yes, we'll probably do a meetup out there. We'll make the most of it. We'll do a meetup out there, hit a couple spots.
We need food. Nando's?
Do the episode. What I'll do is if there's British podcasts that want to do an interview with us while we're out there, fuck it. We'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We're probably going to get banned from the UK after this appearance. So, oh, bro, real talk. Like, yo, they banned Roosh. Did they ban Roosh from the UK? I know he's banned from a bunch of countries.
Oh, bro?
And we say crazier shit than him.
Well, I think he kind of paved the way. I think he's more tolerable now.
Yeah, no, he's still banned from a lot of places, bro.
Oh,
so we'll see what happens. But hey, man, because I'm not Andrew. I don't got British citizenship. Just, Andrew Tate could go to the UK because that's his country.
Just don't make her cry. Just don't make her cry.
Check us out, bro.
Once you don't make her cry, it's fine.
Get these misogynists out of our country. You know. Anyway, but yeah, we will be. We will cross the pond and come out there and see y'all out there in the UK, man. We probably got to do it before the summer end, though, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll get some popcorn and watch the live grilling date. I'll be there to console her after, make sure she's okay.
There you go. You can take her on the real date after. Cosmo in the cut, $1. And then Young Garb fan page, $2.
Thank you, bro. So, love this channel.
Shout out to you, bro. So, yeah, man. So today's, by the way, we got 1,800 y'all in here.
Like the video.
So today's inspiration, guys, for today's video was, I was thinking in my head, like, bro, like, a lot of guys, you know, getting girls isn't an issue. They get the girls, but they pick the wrong girls. Okay. And worse yet, here's the thing, guys. We tell you guys all the time, hook up with whatever girl you want. You know, you want to hook up with chicks, you want to smash girls, whatever it may be. That's good. But you got to be really, really selective on who you wife up. And I've seen so many guys wife up girls that, quite frankly, don't deserve it. I mean, what's your take on this?
Yeah, because it's one thing to get a girl, but to choose the right one is tough because, guys, if you don't know, you don't know. Like, a lot of guys come into it. You know, they might have some money, some success, some type of, like, height advantage. They get a girl, and it's a great opportunity for them. But then it's like, okay, is this your best pick? Is she the one really for you? Because guess what happens? You choose the wrong girl, and over time, you start to get issues, maybe in your life, with your money. And, yo, the right girl will help you build, not destroy. So it's kind of like, at the same time, you can get girls. That's awesome. But is she the right one for you long term? Probably not. Maybe. Who knows?
So you had a very interesting conversation with one of our friends, Batman Kevo.
And
for some of you guys that may not know, we're buddies with Batman Kevo. He has a YouTube channel, very successful.
Yeah.
He has probably the top OnlyFans, male OnlyFans, and he does zero sex on it, guys.
Yeah.
It's all financial advice, all of it. Fantastic credit advice, getting your credit up, repairing your credit. And he really provides like positive content. He don't even swear like that, bro, if you look at his channel.
Yeah.
So
Has a lot of haters, too.
A lot of haters, man. Really positive guy, really nice guy. I've never heard him speak poorly about anyone, really, unless you ask him, and it's private, but he'll never publicly just talk shit. Even his haters, like, he don't even, like, say nothing bad about them.
Yeah.
So, really positive guy, man. Really nice guy. And you were with him, and y'all were talking about girls, and you guys had a very interesting conversation. I was like, you know what? We should probably talk about this shit
off
on the
camera.
Show so people can kind of learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
And, you know, shout out to him for being, honest with us and vulnerable and, like, telling us about some of the issues that he had, and we're like, yo, you know what? We should probably talk about this shit because a lot of you guys that watch the podcast are going to become higher earners. You guys are going to become successful. And You guys can learn from some of the mistakes that he had. And then we also came up with some other things to watch out for as well for you guys. And then we're going to kind of just have this little intro and then turn it over to y'all. Maybe you guys can say some stories or whatever it may be. But what would y'all talk about?
So many of you have seen Kevo's videos online on YouTube, you know, OnlyFans, but you might have seen also as well some Buzz interviews with him talking about his baby mama, right? And on Say Cheese, you know, Vlad, No Jumper. And but the thing is that, like, there's a whole thing going on where he chose a girl that on some level had advised to him at first, but then changed up when she got what she wanted. So this whole dynamic of talking to his baby mama back and forth, you know, with 16 Shot Him, all that stuff happened. However, there's a story behind it that you guys don't know, the real truth behind it. And that whole story as an example, guys, if you can avoid it, I promise you, you'll be safe because he's going through hell right now because of this.
Yeah.
That woman that you chose was the wrong woman, bro. It was the wrong woman. So we're going to break it down here.
Yeah.
But just to kind of give a summary of it, basically what happened was, you know, he was doing time. She was there for him, right?
Yeah. He got in trouble back in, like, what was like maybe like 10, between 6 to 10 years ago for some fraud stuff, right? He was doing Fed time.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, he watched Reddit, right? When you do a Fed time, you got to do at least 80% of your time, okay? So he was in there and she was holding him down.
Yeah.
Okay. She was putting money in his commissary, coming to visit him every week, taking money out of her own pocket, whatever it may be. So he overlooked certain things, right? She was a dancer, escort, et cetera, because she was holding him down in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Along with other girls holding him down.
So
but she was one of the most, I want to say, she put in the most effort.
Consistent.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So that's kind of the premise of why he chose her.
Yeah.
And then he felt like, you know, once I get out of jail, I'm going to show her a good lifestyle. I'm going to take care of her because she held me down when I was in jail.
Yeah.
So look at Gucci Mane and Keisha Kiyor.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
She held him down. Tripled his money, doubled his money, right? And when he got out, he took care of her. However, she was grateful, right?
Yeah.
And she's the right woman to choose because her past didn't affect her future.
Yeah.
Now, with this girl that Kevo chose, I forgot her name is Daimi. Anyhow, this girl has some past trauma that Kevo should have looked at carefully because that led to the downfall of today.
Yeah.
So, that being said, he came out of jail, showed her a good lifestyle, took care of her.
Yeah.
I kind of like babied her in a way of, you know what? You took care of me, I'm going to take care of you. Now, y'all know what happens, right? When you're a kid growing up and you're spoiled, you kind of don't appreciate certain things in life because you've been given to it right away. You don't really have to, like, work for anything. And you just kind of, like, sit there and gimme. Now, in this scenario, he took care of her. However, because she was being taken care of, they have to work or anything like that, and she was pretty much given whatever she wanted, she felt entitled to certain things. And over time, it builds up on itself again and again and again. And these things led to a lot of things we're going to discuss today. So
yeah. So, and I'll just run it down for y'all guys. So basically, you know, she went on the internet and this is what a lot of girls do, man. Like you'll, you know, enforce a boundary, whether you punish her or whatever it may be, or you break up with her and then they'll go ahead and take the victim mindset right away. Right. So she went and said, "Oh, I'm homeless. He kicked me out." When in reality, he never kicked her out. She had Section 8 housing and he was putting her up at a hotel and he was paying her $10,000 a week. So he was giving her $40,000 a month just to exist because this is the mother of his child. Right. Even though they weren't seeing eye to eye. Right. Then she wasn't being appreciative of that. He cut her off and they basically stopped seeing each other. Right. Then she posted, "I'm single" a million times. Another tactic that women do.
Yeah.
Right. When they're single. Right. Or if they know they have a boyfriend that has some kind of influence, what are they going to do? They're going to try to put themselves in a position where another guy of some kind of similar status can come in so she can make him jealous. Right.
Yeah.
So she does that. And then this other guy, who I'm not even going to mention his name, who is kind of an enemy of Kevo's, comes in and swoops her, and then they do this fake relationship thing, right? And she does that to try to get some kind of clout. And this is another warning, too, that I want to bring to your guys' attention. Yo, do not, for all you guys out there, date a girl that wants to be an influencer or is an influencer and take her seriously, bro.
Yeah.
Don't fucking do it, man. I'm here to tell y'all, these girls that are influencers or want to be influencers are not wifey material.
You know
99.99999% of the fucking time, bro.
You know why?
Go ahead.
They'll do for the most part whatever it takes to get there.
Bam.
And that might mean even letting you down or hurting you. So, guys, real talk, that type of lifestyle, man, it's fun to be around. But when a girl's actually trying to be an influencer, she'll do whatever it takes.
You need to be the star, nigga, not her.
Yeah.
Okay? If the guy's an influencer, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to put you in a leadership position. You have the leverage. When a man has the leverage, we know what the reality is. It works when the man has the leverage. Because Kevin was taking care of her. Even though they weren't together, whatever it may be, he still take care of her and his kid. But when the woman goes ahead and tries to clout chase all this other shit, that's when problems arise, guys, okay? Because When women gain fame and status, it's not the same as when a man gains fame and status. Mm. You can still love your girl if she's a fucking nobody. Your girl ain't going to love you when you're a fucking nobody. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? And I think guys need to really understand that shit, because there was some alarming data that came out recently. They asked people, young people, what do you want to do for work? You know what the number one thing people wanted to
do?
They want to become an influencer. And this is very common, especially amongst women. If you look at women, female social media use versus male social media use, who's using TikTok? Who's predominantly using Instagram? You know, on Facebook, it's 50-50. But women literally override men to a significant degree when it comes to social media usage. Not only social media usage, but like posting, putting information out there, content creation, all that other stuff. There's way more females that use social media on a serious level trying to get somewhere with it.
So to just after your point, to break it on even further,
yeah,
girls naturally love attention. Now get this. If a girl wants to be an influencer, right, her job is to get attention, but she gets paid for it.
Yeah.
So add on, girls love attention, and they're getting paid? Bro, that's a headache in itself.
Nigga, most bitches post pictures for free or go broke to do it.
Exactly. Now, now you add in the money and the fame and the entitlement, bro, you imagine dealing with that every single day. It's going to be a headache, bro. So real talk, man, if you can't avoid influencers because at that point, bro, you're attention-seeking and money-seeking, bro, it's trouble, bro.
And they'll do ridiculous shit, like in this case, get with an op, right, with when they have a kid with you for attention. And keep in mind, too, I want to let y'all know this as well. Most females fail at being influencers because – okay, this is going to sound sexist. I'm just going to say most of these female influencers are fucking lazy. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Because I know, because they come on this fucking podcast, I've met them, I've seen them, I see how they make their content. Most of them are fucking lazy. You want to know why? Because as a girl, right, here's the problem. It's easy to get attention and get traction as an influencer, as a female. It's extremely difficult to retain it, though.
Yeah.
Okay? So for the men, it's really hard to get the attention, but if you're able to get the attention, it's going to be easier for you to retain. Why? Because if they're watching you in the first place, you're probably providing some kind of value. Male influencers, right, whether you're a podcaster, you're a fitness guy, you're a finance guy, whatever the fuck you are, you understand that your looks are not going to keep people or get people to watch your shit 9 out of 10 times, okay? Especially on YouTube. The YouTube majority is male-dominated. YouTube is a male-dominated platform. So you to be able to retain people, to get watch time, you need to be entertaining. You need to be. So, and you need to provide value. With women, however, this is why they dominate Instagram and TikTok, short-form content. Why? Because a lot of these bimbos don't have fucking personality. I'll just keep it all the way 1,000 with y'all. I don't give a fuck. People get mad at me. That's misogynistic. You're an asshole, blah, blah, blah. It's the fucking truth. If you look at TikTok influencers versus YouTube influencers, YouTube has more watch time. YouTube is longer form content. Who dominates YouTube? Men. Who dominates TikTok and Instagram? Women. All right? You look at a female Instagram person, and we brought them on the show, if y'all don't believe me. We brought girls on this show that have millions of fucking followers, millions of people on TikTok. And then they come on the show, they don't have nothing to say. Can't hold an audience. Zero charisma. Why? Because they're used to making short form content or pictures. Okay? It's a whole different style of content creation. So a lot of girls want to be influencers and do that type of thing. So my thing is, with Kebo, she wanted to be a YouTuber, right? So he invested in her becoming a YouTuber. But she was like, oh, my God, this is so hard. This is a lot of work. And people don't realize how much more work YouTube is compared to other social media platforms, guys. That's why I tell y'all, don't compare us to these fucking TikTokers. Don't compare us to these fucking Instagram people. Instagram and TikTok is not the same whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to get into in this realm of content creation, YouTube is top of the fucking food chain. After that is Instagram, after that is TikTok, okay? And to be honest with y'all, like even Instagram, like we hit 100,000 on TikTok in 5 days. 5 days, because we were telling the truth, and then we got banned, right? We would be having millions right now if it wasn't. If you guys search Fresh and Fit on TikTok, we've been banned off that shit like, what, 30 times now?
25.
Yeah, because we made 23 accounts. They all got banned in one day, by the way, guys. So I didn't tell y'all that. So
29
accounts. If you search Fresh and Fit on there, you search Myron Gaines, whatever, millions upon millions of hashtags and search things, and we don't even have an account on that shit. So it's not tough, especially when you're making content like we do, or you're telling the truth, or you're going against the grain of public narrative. So, so he invested in her YouTube thing, but she couldn't do it. Why? And a lot of girls fail on this because it's difficult to retain an audience for minutes on end to get your watch time up.
You know the sad part, man. You can invest in real estate, crypto, you know, stocks,
Chewy.
Bonds, Chewy as well, and you get a return. if you choose the wrong woman, for the most part,
it's
you're not getting no return.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, you're going to get depreciation because you're going to get a loss because she took advantage of that, and then the shit she did to him after, bro, I can't believe she did that shit. Dude, imagine father of your kids is supporting you,
yeah,
taking care
facts.
Of you,
facts.
And the shit you do to him after, bro,
stupid.
Man, yeah. That's crazy, bro.
No, I know.
That's crazy.
Fumbling the bag. And this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Like, she wanted to be an influencer. She has someone by her side that was a YouTuber, that was successful, that was investing. He spent about 100K, right, on getting her YouTube up, and she didn't want to do it. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. A lot of these girls are inherently fucking lazy. What? Okay, go ahead. Call me a fucking misogynist again.
Gotcha.
Me and Andrew Tate had a conversation about this shit. He was saying, I'm not even going to say women. Human beings in general are inherently lazy. Human beings in general are lazy, men and women. The difference is this. Men have a natural proclivity to go out there and work and earn because we know our value is based upon what we create. Okay? So women, if they make money and get out there and successful, great. They're beating the status quo because most chicks are lazy. You know what I'm saying? Most humans are lazy. So for you to be not only just active human being is one thing, but to be an active woman and get out there and work, you're already beating out a majority of your peers as a female, right? So this girl, right, wanted to be an influencer, had someone by her side that was investing in her being an influencer, still fucking failed. They don't want to do it because she don't want to get out there and make content and everything else like that. Everyone thinks it's easy, but it's not. So my thing is this, guys. You're just better off not dating a chick that wants to be involved in this shit because Fresh made a great point. If a girl's an influencer, bro, the thing about being an influencer a lot of the times is most people can't make original content. They got to do stupid shit and get drama or whatever it may be to spike up views or whatever it is. Drama sells, right? Hell, I mean, even on this show, y'all see me kick girls out or whatever, even though I try my best not to. Honestly, I really do try my best not to. But these girls act fucking crazy. I got to kick them out. So shout out to our man, Bam Bam Kevo, by the way.
Bam Bam Kevo in the chat, man.
You know? So
Internet King.
Kevo Fresh made a great point here. He said that a girl will be okay with throwing you under the bus for views.
Yeah.
Yo, how many times have y'all seen on YouTube, like, there'll be, like, a YouTube relationship? The chick will make videos and shit like that, shitting on the fucking nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Like, to get some views up for some shit. Because 9 out of 10 times, the dude was lit. She got with him, got her views up, right? And then she's like, okay, this relationship isn't, like, going somewhere, whatever it may be. And she, like, will make a hit piece on a guy and use that to try to get some views.
It's scary, bro, the world we live in.
Regarding
influencers, bro, but, like, yeah. Our advice is, man, stay clear from girls that want to be influencers because they'll do whatever it takes to get there, and it could even be hurting you. So
yeah,
be
so
clear.
Here's some tips here. Don't fuck with girls that are social media addicts, guys, okay? If she's on her phone looking at shit all the time, reading comments, fucking looking at pictures all the time on Instagram, whatever,
you know who that,
don't wipe that chick.
You know who that actually reminds me of?
Who?
Steph Curry's wife.
Oh.
So remember, once again, right, she had a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
She married Steph Curry, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Kids, house, car, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
She could probably do business as well as she wanted to. She was satisfied. You know what? She wants more attention. Where did she go? Social media. You know what? She has this, she has that. Why can't I have that too as well? I want guys to hit me up as well. It's like, yo, social media itself is not bad.
Yeah.
But when you consume it for attention, it is terrible, bro.
Yeah.
So, guys, be careful, man.
You know, and shout out to Kevo for letting us talk about this, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we weren't going to do it, but I was like, hey, bro, like, this, a lot of these things guys can learn from. Can we talk about this shit and he was cool with it? So
he took some L's.
He took some serious
L's. But this could turn into a W because if you can avoid it, guys, you win the battle.
Yeah, so you guys can learn from his mistakes, bro. So, Cabo, thank you for letting us talk about this because, yo, there's too much red pill knowledge in this shit to not mention it, bro.
But
like, this is like the quintessential.
Shit, the lottery. Steph Curry. Bam and Cabo.
Yeah.
Top level dudes. Like, yo, they're taking care of you. Why are you fussing? Why are you upset?
This goes to show what I've been telling y'all, man. The need for attention
overrides
the need for security.
Yeah, you're
guys,
right.
Guys, I need you guys to drill this into your fucking brain from what you guys are seeing right now with Kevo, with Steph Curry, all these fucking girls that are dating celebrities or being with celebrities, whatever, and that hit the fucking tabloids on some bullshit. The need for attention in 2022, the need for attention overrides the need for security. A lot of these girls, not all, but a dangerous amount, are willing to throw the fucking relationship out the fucking window to go ahead and get some attention on social media. I've seen bitches that literally had a fiance on TikTok talking about, oh, I kissed this guy the day before the wedding or my whatever. Niggas found her fiance, bro, and sent the video for him, and he called the wedding off. Fucking dumb and uncle for him.
Sheesh.
But that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. if you got a girl, right, that is more concerned with attention on social media than fucking being a good girlfriend to you, or because I tell you guys all the time, if a girl doesn't want to get rid of, like, sexy pictures of herself on the internet, it's not just the fact that she doesn't want to get it off the internet to respect you. There's a deep-rooted problem here that you guys aren't seeing. There's layers to this shit. If she doesn't want to remove pictures of herself that put her, that make her look, how do I say this, in a non-respectful manner
approachable
to you and your relationship, and she's open, keeping the door open for other men to give her attention, her mindset is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not about her dressing provocatively on the internet against your wishes, guys. It's about her mindset is fucked up, okay? She's more concerned with attention than your security. And what I'm trying to tell you is that a lot of modern-day women think this way. Why the fuck should I have to give up my ability to siphon off attention from other men while simultaneously siphoning off security from you? We teach you guys on this fucking podcast, it's one or the other. If you want to be single, fantastic. Go ahead and do it. But you're not going to sit there and simultaneously siphon off security from me while I look like a fucking retard and all these guys are sitting here sending you DMs and you got pictures of your ass all over the internet. It's disrespectful. It's extremely disrespectful. And if your girl doesn't understand that basic concept, her mindset is fucked up. And quite frankly, she doesn't deserve a relationship with you guys. Okay? Understand that 2022, right, and beyond, the need for attention overrides the need for security. Your job as the man is to identify these females and not commit to them, okay? You need girls that have good morals, that understand where the fuck they stand in the sexual marketplace, and respect who? You. Not social media, not attention from random motherfuckers, and not her freedom, as she would say, to go ahead and garner attention from other potential suitors. All right, guys, that's what you need to do. When you can identify these girls, it's going to put you in a much better position that you have the leverage and you can lead your relationship to success.
Bam.
Because we know who initiates the breakups. It ain't the niggas.
It's the girls.
We know that. We know overwhelmingly 80 to 90% of marriages, relationships in general are destroyed by women, not by men. And social media is a huge contributor to this shit. It's just that no one talks about it. People are scared to talk about this shit. They're scared to sit there and point the finger and be like, you know what, man, what's the fucking problem here with all the issues with relationships, marriages, et cetera? It's social media and overabundance in thought from women thinking that they have more options than they really do and them thinking that they can do better. That's what it really comes down to.
But you know what's scary? To find a woman like that is so rare because, guys, nowadays, everyone's on TikTok, Instagram, showing their body, doing videos. Look, we had a panel here the other night. A girl had no Snapchat, no Instagram, no social media. All she had was an email. No, we laughed at her because it was funny.
Yeah.
But think about it. That girl, bro, on some level understands, hey, you know what? I want to be off the grid because any man I want, he should be secure knowing that, hey, I'm not on the grid showing my body.
Yeah.
And that by itself, bro, is hard to find. So, guys, it's going to be tough to find that girl. But to avoid those girls, bro, is very important. So
yeah. So social media addiction, okay?
Yeah.
That's a no-go, guys. Dating a girl that has any type of sexual abuse, man, in the past.
Trauma. Yeah.
Not good, guys. Don't commit to that. That's going to cause you issues in the future. Her past trauma will cause you future trauma. I'm telling y'all, okay? Bad credit. Yeah.
Yeah, we said it.
Yeah,
bad credit.
Don't fuck with a girl that has bad credit. I'm not saying she has to have money, but she has to have some kind of financial responsibilities to some degree,
or
understanding a fucking balance sheet.
Or be actively working on it to fix it. Because if you're not, then you don't really care.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because she's going to go ahead and fuck your shit up because she doesn't have a basic concept of the dollar. Okay?
You know what's a good point about that?
What?
You're right. She can't do it herself. She's going to rely on you to have the good credit. And now you become responsible because, hey, babe, put it under my name too because I can't do it under my name alone.
Nah, man.
Now you're liable for way more than you even thought from before.
Yeah.
So don't do it, guys.
Hell no.
Don't do it.
She doesn't. She's not clean. She doesn't clean the house up. Dirty house. Doesn't pick up after herself. Guys, this is a big one.
Pata sucia.
Yeah, this is a big one. Like, if you have a chick at your crib and you, like, leave to the gym and you come back and the crib is still kind of, like, fucked up. Nah, man. Fucking.
She belongs to the street.
Yo.
Man.
Off rip, man. She should be cleaning unprompted. Yeah, go ahead. Call me an asshole. She should be cleaning fucking prompted.
Or at least make your bed, at least.
Yeah, like,
when you finish.
Unprompted, bro. If a chick is at your crib and she doesn't clean, she's fucking useless. Because let me tell y'all, nigga, something. If I'm out with a girl and some fucking random guy shoves her, she's not gonna, she's gonna expect me to step up and do something, right? Which I will. That's your masculine burner performance. Well, guess what? There's a feminine burner performance, too. If a chick is at your crib or you're seeing a girl, worse yet, if you guys are, like, seeing each other regularly and she never cleans up after herself or she never tidies things up, bro, huge red flag. Huge fucking red flag. You shouldn't even have to tell her this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like you. Like if someone punches your girl, you don't got. She doesn't have to tell you, hey, you know, I know that you know we have this relationship going on and everything, and I just got punched in the face, and my jaw kind of hurts.
Do you mind?
It might be loose. I might need to screw. But anyway, she starts talking like Chris. Do you mind, like, punching that guy back for me or something? You know, I know we didn't sign a contract or anything for it, but do you mind, like, kind of defending me here? Because I'm physically inferior and I can't do it. No, nigga! You're just going to punch the guy, right? You're just going to do it, right? She expects you to just do it. Why the fuck can she not just do it?
Mm.
See, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. A big part of dating and being in relationships as a man, right, is understanding what your responsibilities are, which society kind of puts it on you. Men are supposed to earn, be out there, be leaders, strong, masculine, dominant, all this other shit, right? You're supposed to be out there. Like, the world goes ahead and puts this out there for y'all, what you're supposed to be. If you don't believe me, look at 50 Shades of Grey. It's out there. The girls make it very obvious what the fuck they want. However, no one really puts out there what we want from the women, okay? Because it's kind of confusing because we don't really want to tell girls the truth about what we want because that's politically incorrect to say we want girls that clean, cook, submissive, dutiful, not sluts, all these other things because it goes against a politically correct narrative. You can't say these things. So girls really don't know. And if you guys don't believe me, watch our podcast on Monday through Wednesday and Friday. You know, we ask the girls, do you know what a man wants? No, not really.
Yeah, I just thought of a good book title.
What?
Five Shades of Black and White for Men. Like what men want in women, five steps.
It would sell no copies.
It's simple though, but okay.
It would sell no copies.
Never mind, I tried.
It would sell no copies.
Okay, I tried.
They would say it's misogynistic and it would get banned from every bookstore.
Yeah.
Because anything that's realistic is misogynistic in 2022, guys. But that's the truth, man. So my thing is this: a big part of your value, guys, is knowing you need to have demands on women. Mm. All right, and you need to be like the fucking U.S. government. We don't negotiate with terrorists. This is how it is. I need a woman that has these traits because you best fucking believe these girls are not negotiating with you, nigga. If you don't meet their metrics, they're not dating you. They're just going to curb you. Ah, you're too short. Ah, you don't dress well. Oh, you got no swag. Oh, you got no money. Like, girls deny you for anything. But you guys will sit here and accept a girl that doesn't do shit just because you want pussy so bad. Anyway, okay, what are the traits here that are our automatic disqualifiers? Okay, social media addiction. Dating girl with past sexual abuse, bad credit, dirty house, doesn't clean up.
I think that's it.
Oh, she wants to be an influencer.
Yeah.
Trauma, right? Like that we talked about before. And then it was one other thing.
I think that's it.
That's it? All right, cool.
All right, we got some chats here, guys.
Yeah, we got some chats here.
And then phone lines will open up.
All right.
So we got Monarch one. Hey, what's up? You guys input on taste interviews. You also should force a Jordan Peterson and Tate video. That would be a huge thing. That was legendary, guys.
Tate's our guy, man.
Yeah.
Tate's our guy.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm glad that he's getting out there and having these conversations with these fucking people because, yo, it just goes to show you guys, like, you guys, here's the thing. Us, Tate, et cetera, all we're doing is saying the truth. We live in a fucking crazy world now where if you say the truth, it's considered viral. All Tate is saying the truth. People think he's fucking crazy. Yeah, we were having these discussions like 2 years ago, nigga. Where y'all been?
Yeah. I will say his charisma and delivery also as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. But like, I'm just saying, like, it's amazing to me that, like, the truth gets you viral now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the crazy world that we're in now. So it's like, you know, yeah. I just wish the world discovered him sooner. But, hey, man, like I said, that's our
he's
guy.
He's here now.
Yeah, he's here now.
He ain't leaving.
We'll probably have him here at the end of the year. You know, shout out to the Tate brothers, Tristan. And Andrew, you know,
yeah.
Don't forget Tristan. Tristan is a top G as well.
Oh, he's a silent top G.
You know, he actually gets more girls than Andrew. Y'all don't know that, though. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
And, he's a real womanizer.
And happy birthday, Tristan Tate.
Oh, it's your birthday today?
Yes.
Okay, happy
there
birthday to Tristan, man.
Blessings, bro.
I'll shoot him a DM. And then shout out to our guys also, Justin Waller and Sterling and all the guys out there in the war room, man.
War room, man.
Yeah, we're tight with the Tate bros, so shout out to them. I wish them the most success. And like I said, as long as someone gets the fucking message out there, bro, I'm glad that Andrew is red pilling a bunch of these fucking blue pill guys and letting them know that yes, it does matter that there is a Madison Burnham performance. You can't be a loser. You can't be a fat piece of shit. You know, we can't put these standards on women and have no standards on ourselves. You got to lead by fucking example. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a fucking loser and demanding a woman to be submissive to you. That don't work that way, nigga. Like, what the fuck? You live with your fucking mom, bum, fat as shit, triple chin.
You're like, nigga, who you talking to, nigga?
You made me a sandwich. No, nigga, she'd be like, what the fuck you
talking to?
You know? You don't got enough Pokemon badges to tell the Charizard to use a flamethrower.
You can't.
Nigga, I'm do rest. what should I do if my SSN has been stolen asking for a friend? My friend, you need to go ahead and report that to the credit bureaus.
Yeah,
ASAP.
Bro.
Okay.
And block all of your credit files.
And then call the Social Security Administration as well.
It's annoying, but you got to do it, bro.
We got Kyra Hergeya. Hey, Myron, Walter, Chris, and Mo. I have no sympathy for OnlyFans, P-Stars. Women take naked pictures of themselves, but a cat and die alone. Yeah. Is that a female? Oh, yeah. Okay. Shout out to you from Canada. Oh, and don't commit. This is a given. I remember what it was. Don't commit to girls that are involved in the sex industry.
Oh,
bam.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. I mean,
yeah,
that's a
go.
Given, though, right? Outstanding topic. Some women have no problem using every tool available, court, law, enforcement, media, to destroy men, even if they destroy themselves in the process. In most cases, every dime they get goes directly to lawyers. Choose women wisely, gentlemen. Yeah, man. They can fuck
yeah.
your life up.
Have your phone, bro. But committing to a woman?
Well,
be careful, guys.
Remember, guys, I'm talking about wifing girls up. And that's from our guy, DLC. I really want
to
know podcast.
Shout out to him, man.
Go check out his YouTube channel. Myron, what's your thoughts on young boy beating his gun case? We don't know yet, man. We don't know yet. They still got some more evidence to go through. A76 King. Mm. I think the trial's still going. I don't know. Did he beat it yet? I gotta check up on it. Uncle Ruckus, did y'all see Andrew Tate debate with XQC on Aiden Rush stream? I didn't see it. Did you see it?
I saw it, but it speaks for itself, man. We all know that Andrew Tate is the top G, and
that guy
had no level of like what it means to be a man at all. So it's just like,
well, I didn't see that.
So
debate.
The argument was basically, if you're in a house, right,
mm-hmm.
and a robber breaks in,
mm-hmm.
who's responsible to go downstairs? Andrew, of course, said, as a guy, you know, you should, if the woman is completing her role as, you know, the caretaker.
Yeah.
I think SQC said, hey, no, none of us. We stay upstairs and hide. And we're like,
what?
Wait, what? Bro, it was hysterical. Actually, we should probably react to it as well. That shit was hilarious, bro.
What?
So they had a huge back and forth.
Yo.
Kind of Andrew, like, he's wrong. Bro, you're wrong. I'm like, bro, are you serious, bro? Like, bro, it was terrible.
Yo, see... That mindset, you know what's crazy? Because I know who this dude is. He used to play Overwatch, if I'm
yeah.
not mistaken,
he's
at a high level.
He's on Twitch.
Yeah, he used to play Overwatch at a high
yeah.
level.
Aiden brought him in.
And here's the thing, too. Cause, let me tell you something real quick. You guys want to hear a ta-da real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I myself made it to Grandmaster at Overwatch. So I played with people at his level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your boy Myron Gaines was playing McCree at a fucking Grandmaster
what's
level.
What's your name on Halo again? Tag
no,
game?
This was Overwatch, bro.
I know, but what's your name?
Oh,
it's
Captain
Halo.
Teabag.
Yeah, that's funny.
But on Overwatch, it was
called
Shake Teabag. I had to keep renaming it because I kept getting banned. But I called it Shake Teabag.
Wonder why.
Captain Teabag, Master Teabag. I had a couple of different names. But I used to play McCree, which is one of the hardest characters to play. So I played – the reason why I say that is to say that I play with people at his level that are video gamers that make money playing this shit. And – yeah, man. A lot of them have this ridiculous mindset that men and women are equal, and a lot of them sit for girls and all this other shit, and it's crazy, bro. And like, this is why I was like one of the few people that, like, when I play video games and, like, a girl would enter the lobby, I'd kick her out. There's two reasons why I would kick them out. Number one, they suck 9 out of 10 times. They suck.
You're going to lose.
And you're going to lose when they're on your team.
Yeah.
And then number two, niggas in the team sit for them, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
niggas will go and die for them. And then make you lose. It's like, bro, are you serious, bro?
Yeah.
Like, you threw it a game because you want to save her.
I would purposely, like, I did not like playing video games with girls because the niggas on the team would get distracted because they're fucking simps. And then number two, they sucked. 9 out of 10. I never played with a girl that was good, especially with shooting games.
Has anyone played Kabbalah Lost Chaos?
What?
So it's like a dungeon game, right, online. You can play it all day, every day. So what happened was we had a team, a guild, right?
Yeah.
In our guild, we had, like, top-level players, right? There's this one girl in there, right? We gave a chance to because she was there, whatever. She was pretty hot, whatever.
Sorry, Twitch.
And then, my bad.
Oh, yeah, guys, come on over to Fresh and Fit.
And then, right, there's this big boss battle. It was like an event for, like, Halloween, whatever, right? So we suit up. We got to put on our gear, our swords, everything like that, upgraded.
Yeah.
We go to battle, right? Man, she's the only one that's not max level. She's, like, 50 and max level is, like, 70, right? So we're there fighting the battle, whatever, and she ends up dying. Our boy's healing her at the same time to revive her. He dies. Next, you know, three of us left, we all die. It's like, bro, we saved a spot for your ass, and you got us killed.
See, you took an L for it by even playing. Nigga, I don't even let her get in the lobby.
Bro.
As soon as I come in the lobby, I hear, hey, guys, how you doing? Good, boom.
At that moment,
nope.
I knew.
Kicked out.
No girl players, bro.
Nigga, when I played Halo 2,
Call of Duty?
I heard a girl voice.
Call of Duty?
Kicked out immediately.
Bro.
Call of Duty? Girl, hey, how you guys? Boom, kicked out. Nigga, I did not play with girls. Call me an asshole. Call me a, man, it was like a mosque with me. Men only. Get the fuck out of here. This is a men's section.
Yo.
I'm not playing with you because I already know the mentality. I know the dudes are going to simp. I know the girls are going to be trash. And here's the thing. You guys got to understand when it's team-based shooter games. As soon as one person dies, the rest of the team is compromised.
Yeah.
You lose
yeah.
one guy,
yeah.
and then everyone else is going to start dying.
That's true.
So it's like, yo, and the girl always dies first.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Every fucking time.
Just shot a Fortnite.
She's like, yo.
Oh, my bad.
Fucking trash.
Where are you guys?
I kicked them out. I'd be like, yo, listen, no offense. You could call this sexist, whatever it may be, but it's scientifically proven that girls suck at video games. You guys have short or slower reaction times. You guys are not as good. It is what it is. You biologically are inferior. There's a reason why men destroy women in chess, video games, anything that where you got to react, you know, make it quick decisions. It is what it is. They can't compete. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Why do men dominate chess and women can't play with men? There's no physical difference.
It's logic.
There you go.
Logic.
It's the truth. So why am I going to give myself a fucking handicap for some titties that are in fucking Norway? Fuck out of here. Get out the fucking game.
Well,
I'm going to bring a nigga in that's better than you, and we're going to win this game.
Well, I actually like girls from Norway, by the way. Shout out to Norway.
No, but I'm saying, like, she'll be in the fucking other side
I'm
of the
trolling,
world.
I'm trolling, I'm trolling.
It's like, yo, like, see, I'm getting flashbacks right now. I'm sweating right now just thinking about it because, yo, when a girl came into the lobby, I immediately would remove her because I knew it was going to be a distraction and fuck up the game. So, hey, how you got this? Boom, get the fuck out of here. Go make a sandwich for a nigga who's superior to you. Why are you here? Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, we got some more chats here. Let's be through these because we got... That was definitely misogyny. Cosmo in the cut.
They suck at video games, though.
No, they do. They
this
do.
Is facts. This is not even me talking shit. Like, if we had, like a bake-off or some shit, all right, nigga, put her on the team. I can't win, you know? I'm a firm believer that men and women are different, and we have certain traits that we're better at.
Different roles.
Yeah, but video games... Proven. They suck. Their reaction time is mediocre compared to men.
And then they get emotional, too, so that's another thing. But when are you guys going to get the Don Jordan Peterson on the show? That'll be a monumental episode. Coming
well,
soon.
Today's episode. I don't know when.
Deal Saint, I don't want to know, podcast. Fresh. There's a Mr. Chow's in London. Keep leaning from the front, gentlemen. Oh, I mean, we need to go there, bro, for sure.
Mr. Chow's fucking trash.
Someone, oh, dude. Fresh blew my back out.
What?
The comment's crazy, bro. It doesn't smell, bro. It does not smell at all.
Oh, nigga. You still fuck with her?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't. The last time I was there.
Okay.
Nigga, what the f- the rational male.
Yeah.
If you treat her like a celebrity, she'll treat you like a fan. If she's an influencer, she thinks she's a celebrity. There you go. For bro, Chris, Frank feeds. Okay, Chris, this for you, bro.
Well, hold on, I'm there with the girls right now.
Thinking Chris.
Black
Wolf. Why he left Quavo because she thought she was above both above him and her fan base was big enough without him. She barely got tips for a free concert. Yeah.
Yeah,
yo,
there you go.
Perfect example.
There you
yeah,
go.
She fucking went ahead and did some dumb shit and fumbled the bag.
The entitlement is crazy, bro.
Bro, girls really, like, especially if a girl, who wasn't DDG dating this chick? And then she did some fuck shit, and then she lost like a bunch of subscribers.
Oh, he wasn't dating her, but her name was Riley. I think there was some type of like issue where they thought he was dating her, but he wasn't. And her and her boyfriend got in an argument with him and whatever back and forth, and then she fell in the bag, and then he cut her off.
And then she lost a bunch of subscribers,
bunch of subs,
right?
Bro, a bunch of subs, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like they'll get lit off of you and think, oh yeah, I'm lit for real. Fuck you, nigga. And then like they'll realize
I forgot who
no
it was.
No one gave a fuck about you.
So one of our people, bro, said he had a girl. Oh, McQueen, he's a bro, especially in L.A., you meet a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's supposed to be an influencer. You help her up. You help her gain subscribers, help her up to a certain level. When she gets to that point, she's like, oh, I don't need this nigga anymore.
Yeah.
And then they do whatever they feel like, and
yeah.
then they just leave on you. So
yeah.
It's messed up, man.
That's why we tell y'all, bro, do not commit to influencer chicks, bro. I'm
yep.
telling you. You're cruising for a fucking bruising.
Have fun, but don't
fun,
take it
but
serious,
don't,
bro.
Yeah, but don't wife her up, bro. That's why he left Quavo because... Oh, sorry.
Big Time Nights?
Big Time Nights. When Myron did a Pennywise impersonation last year, I found it hilarious and made a short 3-minute video parading the movie with Single Motherhood. I can send you the private link if you want to check out. Keep it up, Ello. Thanks, man.
Right.
Appreciate it. Michael Mistro, shout out Fresh Pit. Shout out to ACP. Resh, Wyron, and of course, Big Mo. Weight update. Hey, Mo, give us a quick weight update, by the way. And then we got to hit the phone lines.
Of course. Now it's 441. And I just bought the new pants as I'm wearing it right now. It is now 56. Yes, so that's from 64 to 56, down 8 pants sizes.
443 last week, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 440. So you lost 2 pounds in a week. Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is perfect. You know, you're losing weight. Guys, remember, we're losing the weight nice and slowly so it stays off. Okay, when you lose weight too quickly, obviously you run into problems.
We got a Big Al, Myron. Is it even realistic anymore to want a woman with zero social media? If not, how should we adapt to social media for long-term relationships?
No, I mean, most girls are going to have social media. It's just the point is that it's got to be under control to some degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to be managed and controlled by you, and she needs to understand that whatever is put up is put up with your authorization. And I know that sounds terrible, but guys, the way the world works for things to work is men have to have authority over women, period. If you're responsible, like, it's crazy to me how a girl will expect you, right, to protect her, okay, a.k.a. you have responsibility, but you can't tell her what to do.
No authority.
So you have no authority? That makes zero fucking sense, right? Shout out to our guy, Rolo Tomasi. Responsibility without authority is slavery, and that's true. Responsibility without authority is slavery, okay? You're telling me that you're paying the bills, you're taking care of your girl, you're having her do certain things, you need her to do certain things, and she tells you, no, fuck you, I'm empowered, I'm not doing it. But at the same time, you're responsible for going downstairs and handling the fucking burglars if someone breaks in or protecting this woman? That's fucking craziness. I'm not laying my life on the fucking line for a bitch that doesn't listen, period. And none of you niggas should either, okay? If she wants to be equal this, equal partnership, all that other shit, cool. Go hang out with someone like XQT who's going to hide upstairs with you, and that's it. But you don't want that, do you? Because women are hardwired to want a guy that has the ability to see through the bullshit and exert his dominance, and he has authority regardless. Women want a guy that can tell them to shut the fuck up when he needs to and do what's got to be done for the betterment of both of them. Okay? Because I'll tell y'all something, bro. When I was an agent, let me give you guys a dirty little secret.
Here we go.
When I was an agent, and I worked for Homeland Security, right, and I did my cases, the women, right, the female agents and the male agents, very rarely did I see females that had big cases. You want to know why, guys? Because when you have big cases, you have to not only be good at adapting to problems, but you got to fix problems on the fucking spot, okay? You're doing an undercover meet. Your informant is, like, not getting the information that you need. You need to fucking figure out a new way to get into the organization, or your undercover is dealing with some issues. You got to think on the fucking fly, or you don't have the funds to pay a drug dealer or some other shit. You got to think on the fly, come up with adaptations. Women did not handle the stress very well, okay? And on top of that, especially the ones that had kids, wanted to be home at 5 p.m. You ain't going to be no fucking rock star agent need to be home at fucking 5 p.m., bro. That's when the work starts, motherfuckers. I would go to the office sometimes at 6 p.m. so I could watch a drug dealer make a fucking undercover operation happen, whatever it may be. So women don't handle stress very well, especially when that stress comes at the danger of other people being potentially hurt, okay? So most agents, 95% of them that I saw doing Title IIIs, doing big cases, undercover operations, OCDF cases, all this shit, any of you guys that work law enforcement know what the fuck I'm talking about. Big cases. All niggas, all men, not women, because women don't handle stress the same way men do. Men need to be in the leadership position because men handle stress far better than women do, especially when it's fucking life and death, okay? When you do raids, when SWAT teams, etc., mostly men. Why? Well, that's pretty fucking obvious, because a woman isn't going to be able to take a guy on physically if you run into a house, then there's a motherfucker there that's bigger than her. Most SWAT teams, most of the operators, 99% of the time, men. All the elite teams. Hostage rescue team for the FBI, the FAST team for DEA, SWAT teams all across the United States. Mostly what? Men. High risk means male authority is needed, not female. That's not sexist. That's the truth. Well, actually, it is sexist, but sexism is the truth. Men and women are fucking different, okay?
There you go.
So there we go. That's why you need to have the authority, guys. Because think about it. In the military, law enforcement, etc., who has the authority? The men. Why? Because men just do a better job. Sorry. I don't make the rules. I just report them. Myron, is it even realistic anymore to want a woman with zero social... Oh, no. Yeah. You just, like I said, you just got to make sure you're in the leadership role, my friends. $20 from Ben Anderson. Shout out to Fresh improving his speech. It really showed last after hours. Great delivery. Keep it up, brother. Go ahead, Fresh. You got the rest here.
Chris, 20 and up.
Yeah, some mouse just gave out on me. There we go.
You gotta use the keypad?
Yeah, because the mouse just came out. Me just now. There you go, Fresh.
What? We have Mega Mind Sports. The last chat from Coach Greg, I tried to busy improving too many languages like Mandarin, Italian, because I want to focus on my income. Myron, the failure of grade, can women change like inflation? Bro, your English is really bad.
It's fine now.
Cool. We got it?
Yeah, we got it.
All right, we got German Ruiz, $20 says, please rock to the XQC with Andrew Tate debate. It was the funniest thing I've seen on the internet in a while. XQC has no masculine traits. Bro, you know what I want to say in that debate?
We'll react to it for y'all.
I want to say, bro, bring your girl on stream, and you say that same bullshit and ask her who she's going to choose to be with. You or Andrew Tate? It's obvious, bro, because you're going to run upstairs and hide with her? Bro, come on now.
And that is not what women want,
bro,
at all. Venom goes, McCree is the hardest one to play. What? McCree is a cheese. That it's High Noon, Broken Ultimate. Bro, that's how I know you don't play Overwatch, nigga. Like, anyone that's halfway decent knows that High Noon is one of the worst ultimates of all time, bro. Like, what the fuck?
I never played it, so.
It hits his ultimate. Basically, bro, when you're playing at a high level, you ain't going to get – you might get lucky if you hit one person with a High Noon, bro. Like, come on, man. That's how I know Venom is probably like a gold or something. You trash, man. All right, let's hit the phone lines, bro, because we're a bit behind here.
All right.
4,600 of you guys in here.
Let's go.
Yeah, see, even people in the chat know that fucking, High Noon is fucking garbage.
All right, 3429.
What's up, caller?
Yo, what's up? What y'all doing, man? It's Grill. How you doing, Myron, Fresh, Aaron, and Big Mo? How y'all doing? Y'all good?
Yeah, this is the guy that did the videography in Dallas.
Oh, yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yeah, doing good, man. I'm just here in Miami right now currently for my cousin's bachelor party and stuff. But, you know, I want to keep it short and concise on y'all's subject about women, you know what I'm saying, about the topic, about how to be careful with women. Like, for example, this is my second time being in Miami, you know. I'm doing a vlog, you know what I'm saying, video, drone footage for my cousin and all that. Like, you know, and I think I told you a little bit about that story, Myron, about what happened last year when I was in Miami.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this one question. Just given while I'm here in Miami and I'm networking and this and that, and all that, what's the one thing that y'all would say that I should be aware of whenever I'm out and about with my cousins and stuff? Like, because later tonight they said they spent like $7,000 on like a table at Big Bobby Jones. I don't remember the name of it, but I think y'all know which one I'm talking about and stuff. So, but just in general, how should
Bobby Snake?
No, it's the club. Bobby Jones, I think.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, that one. Yes, that one. All that. Like, what's the one thing y'all would say that I should be aware of just being here in Miami? Because I will admit, everything else when it comes to networking and just knowing how to improve my product and this and that, I'm noticing progress. But I will admit, I am guilty of not oftentimes putting enough time into understanding this aspect of the game, like y'all say. You know what I'm saying? You got to sharpen the blade in every way, you know? So my question is, in that regard, when it comes to just dealing with networking with the people here in Miami or women, what's the one thing y'all would tell me that I need to be on the lookout for to make sure I don't get fucked over?
Yeah,
two things,
got you.
Real quick, bro. One is approach and be present. It's simple, but it sounds crazy because a lot of guys will stay inside, right, and say, oh, why don't I get any opportunities because you're inside the house? You go out, this is like Mr. Jones, you know, different events, right? You make it know who you are.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm new to Miami. My name is Greg. I do videography, photography as well. What do you do? It's that simple. And when you depend on what they do, hey, man, I got some value. Here's how. So notice how you tell them what you do confidently, right? And then when they tell you what they do, you add value to them right away. So often it's, okay, cool. Oh, this what you do? Oh, bet. I got a thing going on. I need help with this. I got you. Let me know what time. I'll be there. Or, hey, here's some of my work. Check it out. And here's what I do. The point here is that like a lot of people don't come to Miami, have fun, get lit, get drunk. And then, surprisingly, bro, in the club, people from all walks of life, celebrities, billionaires, you name it, are in the clubs. So you meet people in there that might be a manager, might be one of their assistants. You never know who you're going to meet. So just being there and being ready. Actually, being somewhat sober and not too drunk, bro, and being ready for opportunity is the best place to be, because what happens is people get too lit, get too drunk, then they can't function. Oh, yeah, so-and-so was there last night. Oh, shit, I was too drunk to notice. And then before you know it, that opportunity is gone now.
Or you're too annoying when you're drunk.
Exactly. Shut up, Chris.
About it, bro.
So one is to be present, show up, and then two, add value as soon as possible. All right?
All righty. Appreciate the advice y'all give, man. I'll make sure to execute on that while I'm here in Miami till Monday.
Cool, man. All right, let's hit the next call. Stick a shout out to Chris.
All right, let's go with
Chris. Awesome, man.
9224.
Is that your dad?
We're playing Fortnite tonight, father and son, Bonnie, time, love, Friday. No, that's the corrupt police officer that got arrested in the case that I covered. His name is Len Davis, man, from the New Orleans Police Department.
He looks good for
though. Yeah, he does look like Chris Dickens was roasted in the chat. No. Mo's BBC. While Mo's waist is losing inches, I'm gaining inches.
What's
up? Shout out to Mo's from BBC.
He can see it for once.
All right, who's on the line? Yo, this chat is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, 9224.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah,
welcome.
We can hear you.
Yeah, hello, Myron and Chris. Everybody out there. Yeah, appreciate it for all you guys do. You know, this is high value baller. So I'd rather just keep that anonymous. First question that I got, I'm not a hater, right? So I'm just
Can you just keep it to one question, bro? Because I'm trying to get as many people on the line as possible. So just give us your most important one that you want to ask, and we'll bang it out real quick.
All right. So, yeah. So to you, Myron, right, what do you expect? Not expect, but feel like your, because I heard long time ago you said you have a sister. So what do you expect for her to find the ideal man and not be play? You know, do you think she should marry somebody like you or better than you? So I'm just trying to know, yeah, because you probably don't want your sister to have a guy that's going to be fucking around and being a high value man and fucking around. So that's what I'm was going to ask.
I mean, she's with a doctor right now, which is what at her socioeconomic level, which, you know, is good for her. Her hypergamy is going to be satisfied. So that's good enough.
Right.
Okay. So.
All right, caller.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully it wasn't too personal. Right. Hey,
no, it's fine, man. I don't mind having these discussions with y'all. I think, transparency is important, even if it puts you in a compromising situation sometimes. So, good
right,
question.
Right. Appreciate
There's no
it.
Stupid
appreciate
question,
it.
My friend.
Appreciate it. By the way, I want to get the surgery that you got, but I'm trying to get an estimate because I heard people go to Turkey to get the air surgery.
It cost me $10K.
Hopefully.
It cost me $10K, but here's the thing, man. It comes down to, like, how much time can you take off? Because by the time you go to Turkey, travel there, spend the money, it's going to cost you $5K in Turkey, but then the plane ticket, the time, hotel, recovery, all that shit, it might be cheaper to just do it here in the States, man. So it's up to you.
Yeah.
I appreciate for the advice. I always going to be
And also keep in mind, guys, as y'all can see, my hair is still growing back. It's going to take 6 months to a year for you guys to actually notice anything. Because they implant the hairs, and then the hairs fall out, and then it's going to grow back, and it takes about 6 months to 1 year for full results.
Wow.
It takes time. So it's not going to be overnight.
All right.
All right.
Get out.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, our caller. 9495.
Y'all are saying L caller. Yo, he asked a good question, bro.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
He just laid a monotone. He was
guys,
a bad caller.
Don't shit on the callers, guys. Like, yeah. Here's the thing, bro. Like, that could be asking that question. I guarantee he's asking a question that someone else in the chat has. Go ahead, bro.
What's up, caller?
What's up, man?
Yo, my dear family said big up a great 100 days, you know. Is he the Jamaica man I call from?
Move on, bad man. Walk on.
Actually, I didn't even know, brother. I'm not doing feel like I'm going to get you, but big up all the show, my rated thing. It's a good look. Go on the hard work. Go on put in work. Everything is easy.
Must love. Yo, where you from? I already know where you're from, but where you from?
Jamaica, man, straight out of yard, man.
Straight. You don't know. Okay. Thanks, bro. We appreciate you, man.
That's the word, man. This is a kind of a big up the show. You see, I'm out too. Straight.
All right. Thanks, bro. Love. Blessings. All right.
Oh, he was done? Okay.
Yeah, he just saying what's up to us and showing love.
Oh, no problem. Let's go with 9371.
Are the Yardies them?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, bud. How are you, Fresh? How are you, Fit? Man, you guys are doing a great job. You guys are into crypto and real estate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do crypto. I have a small YouTube channel, and, you know, I made a video on 5th of May. I predicted the crash. I made a video in September of 2021, predicted the crash at that time as well. So, you know, I was wondering if I want to come to your podcast, how do we collaborate?
So hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You're gonna have to pay because our crypto guys are Charlie and Miguel. Those are our guys that we deal with. Uh-huh. So if we deal with anyone else, it's gonna have to be compensated. I'm not even gonna lie to you or give you some bullshit like just DM me, bro. Like that's the truth. So hit me on Unplug Fit. Just type in crypto in all caps so I know it's you, and then we can go from there. All right.
Sure. I posted a video here in the chat that predicted the crash. If you want to just take a look, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, go ahead and shout your channel out.
Okay, right here. It's Shrey
TV. Just say the name of the channel.
Right there.
What?
It's called Right There?
It's called Right There?
Yep. No, it's Shrey TV. I posted it right here. And
no,
I posted a video
man.
Here.
Verbally, bro, for the people that
Spotify, so they can hear you.
Shrey, S-H-R-A-Y, TV, YouTube.
Okay, all right.
Channel.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we're trying to bring some
okay.
awareness to my man.
There you go.
So,
right. Shout out to you, man.
Sure.
All right.
Okay, I'll text you. All right. Thanks, bud.
All right, man.
Cool.
All take right. it easy. All right.
All right, let's go with
okay. Who's up next?
3200.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, caller?
Hi, yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia. I have nothing to sell you, sorry. just wanted to give you guys a shout out and ask for a Dom DeMarco. I'm living sort of the red pill lifestyle. I'm an American,
jeez.
But I moved to Malaysia years ago.
Okay.
And I actually watch with my... What?
What made you move to Malaysia?
Oh, man, I moved out here for business. I invest in e-commerce companies. So I moved out to invest in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Nice.
Hey, man,
yeah.
Good move. I'll give you anything else before I give you Dom DeMarco on the way out?
Yeah, so... I actually listen with my girl maybe one or two times a week when we're just driving somewhere. And
okay.
She's a Malay girl. I'm Muslim, by the way, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, everything that the women on your after-hours show say, like there was one talking about her own reality and how she could just ascend and be what she wants to be.
The
women here would call that crazy.
Yeah,
the Puerto Rican, yeah.
Yeah.
Women here would call that crazy. Women here are probably more, I would say, red-pilled than most men in America are now.
Well,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Probably because they believe in something
so
simple like gender roles. That would make you pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah, if you tell somebody here that there's more than one gender, they'll look at you like you have two heads. If you, you know... This is the kind of country where, this is the kind of culture where the men lead, the women follow, everyone knows their role, and it works.
Yeah.
And it works. And it's the kind of society that hasn't been ripped apart. You know, Myron, you talk about, you know, having to go overseas to look for a woman when you want to get married.
Yeah.
To be honest, I was living in Fort Lauderdale, and I was doing good, you know, and
yeah.
I came out here, and I'm doing good. And it's different. You have to adopt to the culture. You learn a bit. I reverted when I was out here. But after being out here, there's no way I can even talk to an American woman.
Yeah.
Like you can just sense.
That's what happens to a lot of the guys that become expatriates. They can't come back. You know, John from Model Life Dating, when he comes back here, he hates it. Our guy Casey, when he comes back from Colombia, you know what I'm saying? I've heard FedEx Fearless talk about, like, you know, come back to the United States, the girls are trash. I mean, it just... and that's kind of why I don't want to go foreign because I already know what's going to happen.
It's kind of scary, man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like,
yeah.
I like my snow bunnies.
Yeah. And then you came. You're one of the few people that came back. So.
Yeah. I just, bro, you know what it is? It's more like I'm from the islands. So to me, America is like a whole new place.
Uh-huh.
So for most Americans, going over there is like brand new.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, nigga, this is my heaven.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Rome.
Fair enough. But hey, man, thanks for calling to the show, bro. You're on the mark on the way out.
All right, thank you.
Dom DeMarco. All right. Who's up next?
Okay. Let's go with 8293.
Yo.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yo.
What's up, man? I've been watching y'all for a little minute now. My name's Anthony. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm out here in South Dakota right now. I'm working. I'm an insurance adjuster. I did want to give some free game to the chat. all the chat niggas, become an insurance adjuster. You can make 100 grand a year. If you have credit to leverage to travel, just take the course. It's a $180 course, or even like from anywhere from 180 to $200-$300. You can take a course. You can make 100K a year, man. And I'm using this. I'm using this job to pretty much build up my capital so I could invest in real estate. And y'all give me motivation to do that shit. And I really appreciate y'all boys for that content y'all put out. All this shit is free. Y'all niggas in the chat, stop the fuckery. Stop being on fuckery. Stop simping to these bitches. Just stop the fuckery, man. Stop subscribing to the fuckery they be putting out because they fucking y'all niggas' heads up, for real. But I want to give a shout-out to Fresh because you're Island Boy. I'm from Jamaica. Also, Island Boy, Myron. Yeah, of course. You already know it. Myron.
Make it yourself.
Man, of course. You already know it. Myron. You really a top G, for real. The way you be exposing these bitches and all different type of shit you be talking, bro. Big up to you, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Big up to Mo on the weight loss journey. Mo, you got some nice ass teeth, bro. I see why you be getting bitches low key. You got some nice teeth and you got a nice smile. So that I know that's why you be getting bitches low key. Chris, welcome to the Matrix. That's all I got. Also, one thing I noticed these bitches be telling the truth about when y'all have them on the pod is they be saying, I like when a man put me in check. And they say it quick, and then they say a whole bunch of fuckery afterward to contradict everything that they just said. But y'all don't be peeping that. They like when a nigga put them in check. So you got to pay attention, bro, and stop talking.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, I've noticed, like, because I'll see some people will be like, oh, yeah, Byron, you're getting soft in the girls. And some other guys will be like, Byron, you get too emotional. You check the girls for no reason, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
niggas hoes, man.
Yo, I would love to see, like, dudes, like, talk to girls as much as we do, as often as we do, tolerate the fucking disrespect and shit like that, and just be like, oh, okay, let me just, like, sit here and just tolerate this shit. Bro, these girls be acting out of pocket sometimes, bro. Like, no other here's the thing. I want you guys to look at every other podcast that tries to emulate what we do and see how they're doing. Do they consistently bring girls on? No. Do they consistently have entertaining shows? No. Are they able to have, you know, thoughtful discussions and everything else and then deal with the disrespect and everything else? No. You know, this isn't easy to do. Most people can't even run a podcast, let alone a podcast with a bunch of girls that aren't
right.
Trained, microphone trained, media trained, or none of that shit. They have zero podcast etiquette. It's a lot of work, man, dealing with these girls, man. Chris in the background, why do you think this nigga fucking can barely speak English anymore? Like, when we first met him, he was saying coherent full sentences. Now, he can barely speak. Nigga got to get drunk every day to make it through life. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Fresh has got more wrinkles on his face. Mo's been losing weight. A big part of because, you know, dealing with the show and losing stress. And then me, y'all know my hair gone.
So, gone, nigga.
You know what I'm saying, bro? I had more hair when I was a federal agent chasing after fucking terrorists and cartel motherfuckers, bro. I'm telling y'all niggas, man. Yo, dealing with the girls has been more stressful than chasing after terrorists. Facts. Real talk. I've hit houses. With 1,000 pounds of marijuana in it, with dudes with guns and AKs, that was less stressful than this shit. Bro, these fucking bimbos, bro.
There you go.
Real talk.
Now I remember you posted an Instagram post with you had all the contraband on the table. You had a full head of hair. I'm like, yo, look at Myron. Well, he had a full head of hair.
Full head of hair, nigga. Seizing guns and fake documents and money and shit like that. Full head of hair.
You.
Gone.
1 year.
1 year. Doing 5 nights a week, Fresh and Fit after hours with these fucking chicks. Won't leave the place, stepping on my foot, telling Chris he can't, he's a fucking loser, making fun of Fresh for being black as hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just craziness. Put me on World Star, bitch. Nigga.
Man.
Fab and Fit. Fab and Fit. You know what I'm saying? These crazy ass chicks coming in here, bro. It's wild, bro. Like, I'm telling you, no podcast could do what the fuck we're doing. And for all these people to say, Byron, you're an asshole, or blah, 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 go suck a fucking dick. I would like to see you motherfuckers deal with girls as much as we have and be as sane and as nice and as polite as y'all want, bro.
Yeah.
I would love to see
that
shit.
That's a fact. And that's where the respect comes from, because you take the bottom of the barrel bitches and bring them on and you make them professional, bro. And not a lot of niggas could do that. I'll say not a lot of niggas could do that at all.
And the other thing,
but,
too,
I
want to say this real quick, too. A big reason, too, bro, why, like, me and Chris have to be stern on the girls a lot of times is, like, you guys got to understand that, like, women are herd-minded creatures. So if one girl acts out of pocket and she sees that she can get away, then the other girls are going to start doing that shit. So you got to nip that shit immediately. Once she acts crazy, yo, don't talk to me like that. Oh, shit. And then all the other girls are going to get in line because they're going to be like, okay, these the girls know who the fuck they can fuck with, who they can't, bro. They know. They size you up immediately. And if you're too nice and you're like, oh, no, it's okay, blah, 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 they start running all over your show. They start thinking it's their show. They start speaking out of term. The microphone, the quality of the show fucking diminishes. So you got to put your foot down right away and let them know, yo, this ain't your shit, bro. You're a guest here. Shut up. And a lot of the times, other girls are going to get in line. It makes the show better. And then everyone's able to speak. It's not like I tell her, you can't speak at all. No. Yo, just speak at your turn so everyone can actually hear you. The fuck? It makes the show better.
That's a fact. Well, one last thing, man, what I want to say is, bro, I was born into the red pill world, man. My daddy got 9 kids, starting to know a yard man thing, and 6 different baby mamas, bro. And I drifted off the rails at one point in my life, bro. I got a baby mother.
Yeah,
he was
great, right?
I was, bro, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, from 18 to damn near 40, fucking 30 years old, all 9 of his kids, we don't want for nothing, you know what I'm saying? He raised us right. But, bro, I drifted off the rails, got me a baby mama at 25, put me through hell, put me on Instagram when I cheated. She was trying to expose me and all this different type of shit. But, bro, I'm on my shit now. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm on my shit, and I'm going to do for me and my daughter. And y'all niggas need to do for y'all, bro. Stop with the fuckery. Stop subscribing to fuckery. Stop subscribing to feminism. Stop all that fuckery. That shit with XQD, whatever that crappy. Oh, my bad. Whatever that white boy name is, man, he a whole fool-ass boy.
We'll react to that. You guys are really
interested in it, bro. Because he is so fool, bro. I watched it last night. I watched the whole thing, bro. He is so fool. He off the rails,
yeah.
Bro.
We'll check it out. Hey, man, we got a lot of people on the line, bro. Thanks for calling into the show.
Absolutely, do your thing, man.
And
thank you, bro. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. No worries, bro. And hey, he mentioned a good point too. Like, yo, his baby mom exposed him for what? For clout, bro. Fucking crazy. Ridiculous how girls will sit there and try to let me just chase clout. Yeah, let me just do this shit. Because y'all have seen girls, like, try to fucking do that bullshit with me, too. And
she can
like,
be the nicest girl in the world. Attention and clout, crazy drug, bro.
It's a crazy drug, bro. Clout is a hell of a drug. Okay, who's up next?
All right, 6619.
6619, what's up, man?
Yo, what up? This is Monarchus Lynn. What's up, man? I've been waiting for my moment right now.
Yo, what's up, man? Shoot
the
question.
Can you hear me? Oh, I was going to say something would be a great addition to your guys' soundboard is the starting kid on YouTube, you know, with the Richard, the guy who's like went, and the reference from Billy Madison that says, today, Junior, whenever you're, you know what I'm talking about? You could just type in starting kid on YouTube, and it's the guy with the little kid with the red shirt. It's a big meme. So
I mean,
that'd be a great addition to you.
We need that for, bro.
I
mean, you can be a Chris here, bro.
No, man.
All day. You got to get a certain people, man. I don't know if you need that.
One other thing, one question. I was always trying to let you guys know, if you guys could ask the panel of girls. I've been posting super chats about it, the one where, like, if you could ask them. Ask them if it's okay, or do we need their permission to have a whole face? Because if they do want a whole face, are we allowed to have a whole face? Because our whole face starts at 30, right? Like you guys said, or 35, or around that range area.
Mm-hmm. Our
then
whole
you guys
face?
Could attack it in whatever angles you guys want, huh?
We could ask
they believe that.
Problem, bro, the thing is that there's one problem with your question. Women assume that their whole face is the same time when guys have their whole face. That's the difference.
Exactly. But ask them, we should have our, do we deserve a whole face? Like
but that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Like, women don't understand the concept that men's value increases as they get older. A lot of them don't understand
it.
You get what I'm saying? Like they're going to say, yeah, sure, you can have your whole face too, but, like, you need to be able to settle down. You got to remember, bro, that women always, like, when it comes to – they think their mating strategy is also how men, conduct their mating strategy as well. Like, they think men and women adhere to the same biological time clock. They think, like, yo, when you're 30, you should be wanting to settle down too, but they don't realize that that's when men most of the time are hitting their peak. You get what I'm saying? They don't understand that concept until you, like, explicitly put it out for them that, yo, you do realize that men actually hit their value at 30, in their 30s to 40s because X, Y, Z. Then it starts to hit them. But, again, goes to that cognitive dissonance. They'll know this, but they'll still say, well, why don't you want to settle down? Because what? Solipsism, bro. You should be settling down when I want to settle down.
I just say, man, men don't have a whole face, in my opinion. We just have, like, horny niggas, bro.
Yeah, like, yeah, it always is. But he's trying to say, like, why can't men like he's trying to say, like, yo, tell the girl we want to have our whole face in our 30s. They're not going to understand that concept is what I'm trying to tell you. Because a lot of girls, if you ask them, they think men are promiscuous in their 20s like them. That's not how it goes. Most guys don't have that luxury at all. A very small minority of men do. But again, a lot of women have the apex fallacy. They think all these dudes are out here smashing chicks, when in reality, it's only a very small percentage of. But it goes back to the female solipsism. How many times do we have girls on the show and ask them, hey, do you think guys are actually out here getting laid? All of them, oh, yeah, I think like 90% of guys are having sex. They have zero clue, bro. Zero fucking clue about the male experience when it comes to dating. Zero. When I tell them that, like,
I think they shout out to the Ginyu boys
on Tinder, they don't give a fuck. They don't even know.
Hello? All right. Hey, one other shout out to Aaron Pox and also, and all you guys doing that stare down.
Hey. Hello?
All right. Cool, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good question on paper, but it won't matter.
Niggas are niggas, man.
Yeah, it won't matter. Like, bro, the girls are going to say, well, why can't you settle down when I want to settle down in 30? Like, it's just going to be the same.
Niggas just horny, bro.
Yeah, I don't think guys understand, like female solipsism is fucking real, bro. Like, they don't know what the fuck we go through, and they don't care. Like, if there's one thing that's clear about this podcast, y'all should understand now at this point, is women don't understand the male experience, and they don't give a fuck about the male experience, which is fine. I mean, it's cool, you know, because they don't have to understand men to get them. Like, they just exist, and they get guys. So it's like, why the fuck? Think about it. If you were getting bad bitches coming to you all the time, said, I'll suck your dick, I'll hang out with you, blah, 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 would you care to learn a game?
Nope.
Think about that for 2 seconds. I need y'all to really think about this shit. If you had bad bitches sending you DMs, offering to fly you out, hang out with you, all this other shit, for nothing more than the fact that you exist, would you actually take the time and effort to understand female nature and learn game and become seductive?
Nope.
You would not. So why the fuck do y'all niggas think girls are going to sit here and try to understand the male experience and what men really want, when in reality they get attention and validation from men simply for existing and having titties? I need you guys to really ask yourself this shit. You guys are thinking way too logically, thinking like, oh, women, like, what would you think about? They don't give a fuck, bro. You guys really don't understand this shit. They don't give a fuck what y'all niggas think. They don't even give a fuck what 1% guys think, let alone regular niggas.
At all.
Like, they really don't care, bro. And that's fine. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's all about finding a girl that is willing to care. You let her know what the male experience is. You teach her. This is why it's so important to be a leader as a man. And then you go from there. But, yo, y'all are fucking drunk if you really think the average girl gives a fuck about your experience, bro. They don't give a fuck at all. And you wouldn't either if you got a bunch of bad bitches on your Instagram telling you I'll suck your dick just because you're a dude and I'll fly you to L.A. Hell nah.
It's human nature.
Y'all niggas would be watching us.
Yeah.
All y'all niggas would leave this chat right now. You would not be watching no Fresh and Fit, no AMS, no Andrew Tate, no fucking Monoline Dating Will Tomasi. None of y'all niggas would burn up your Rational Male book right fucking now, bro.
Shut the AMS.
Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas would be burning that book right now. Shout out to our guy, Will Tomasi. Y'all would not give a fuck, bro. You guys know it in the chat right now. Chat would go down to fucking zero if the roles reversed for like an hour. Imagine getting hit up by bitches in LA. I'll fly you out. You want to come? I'll fuck your dick and I'll buy you a bag. Nigga, what? or some shoes, I guess. None of y'all would learn a game.
That sucks. Why,
yeah, right?
Why would you?
Why would you? That's how girls feel about us. Why the fuck do they need to learn about niggas, bro? Men give them attention just for existing.
A male opinion?
Man.
We got more chats, Chris?
Yeah, we got 2 calls, though, that paid. 2521.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, what up?
Can you hear me? Hey, what's up? How's it going, guys? Shout out to you four. I've been waiting here on the call, and actually, it's funny that you guys are talking about this subject because I've been wanting to talk about this for a little bit. But thanks for talking about these the toxicity of women, and I got 2 little stories for y'all that are actually from the subject of today. So the first one is...
All right, give one story quick, bro.
Yeah, I'll be quick. So back in... this is for awareness for all men, guys. So back in the day when I was 22, I got a baby mama, which now it's 14 years from that. And when you guys talk about the prenup and all that shit, man, you guys need to get that shit done or just cover your ass all the time. Like, for me, I was just lucky that for some reason, I just thought about keeping tabs of everything. And now 14 years later, man, and I'm here from Texas. I'm actually in Houston, which, by the way, I actually was born in Laredo. So what's up, Myron? El Myron. So after 4 years, I finally was able to go to court, get my son. Finally got custody on my son, which if you guys have gone through the family courts, you know how fucking hard that is. But most of that was because I had every single thing documented, every single thing in check. And also this lady tried to pretty much put me in jail. She tried to lie about me. She tried to lie to my son about me to try to flip him against me. Like, it's just all throughout the whole time. She made my life miserable since 2012. I paid my child support, of course, and all that shit. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, I'm glad that you guys are talking about this fucking subject, man, because a lot of guys need to know about this shit. And the more you're aware, the more you take precautions. And just to add to that, after I actually got rid of, like, I got out of this this relationship, the other thing that I would suggest, and I've been trying to get to you guys to talk about, is all the disorders that are out there in women, man. You guys mentioned right now about the social media and all that shit. We need to highlight borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, histrionic, all these fucking shit that is prevalent in our society today. And one of the guys that I think that you guys should look into maybe inviting is Richard Grannon, that speaks about all this stuff. Because, guys, you can have all the game you want. You can go out there and womanize and all this shit. But these women, especially borderlines and narcissistic, they're very subtle, man, and they'll get you. And they can ruin your life. I was lucky that I was just lasted there for 3 months and figured it out and kind of like caught her in the act. But I've seen other guys, man, get their lives ruined, their reputation, their jobs, their everything, man. So I wanted to bring awareness to that. And
yeah. All right. Good point, man.
Good points, bro.
Good point. Monzi Baron Reality, $10. How do I sustain a relationship with my girlfriend who is an engineer and has wealthy parents?
For what,
my friend? Well, you got to really level up, my friend, because she's gonna compare you to her father a lot of the times. You know what I'm saying? If both of her parents are in her life. Okay, who's up next? Biggie Eats. I fuck with the cons. Any tips for pulling chicks in college? I'm one of the biggest guys at my school, 6'2", 230-pound, plays football, and it still seems impossible to get the right to find the right girl.
Well, you could be anybody, bro. Find the right girl.
Bro, you're
in
college,
times?
Man. You shouldn't be looking to wife no chick up, man. Don't be a fucking simp. What's wrong with you, bro? What do I tell you guys all the time? Don't even think about wifing a girl up until you're 35, have had sex with 50 girls, make six figures a year, have 60 to have at least, you know, 6 months or a year of savings in the bank, and then, damn, what was the last one? 50 girls. 50 girls, 100K per year, or six figures per year, 6 months to 1 year of savings, 35 years old, and damn, there's one other thing. I'll probably remember it. But you need to have those goddamn things in place, okay? Mm. Because you're going to have the life experience to be able to actually be an authority figure in your girl's life, and you're going to have enough life experience to actually be a fucking leader, okay? Because let me tell y'all something about relationships. As a man, you need to be the leader in the relationship. There's none of this 50-50 bullshit. That's all cap. That's modern-day propaganda that sounds good on paper, but it doesn't really fucking work. Your girl doesn't want an equal. She wants a superior. If she wanted an equal, she would date another chick that looks like her, that's her same height, that's her same strength and shit. No, women don't look for an equal. They look for a superior. They look for a man who makes more money than them, a man that's taller than them, a man that's stronger than them, a man that's competent, a man that's confident, a man that's ambitious. They look for traits that they lack themselves, okay? Just like you look for ass and titties, they're looking for competence and accomplishments. We're different. Okay? She doesn't want a 50-50 partner. That's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Don't believe that stuff. All right? If she wanted a 50-50 partner, she would go ahead and marry a chick that looked like her. Oh, last time I checked, she doesn't. She wants an opposite, a man who is competent in the things that she's deficient in. Leadership, strength, power, ambition, etc. Men and women are fucking different, and that's the way it goes. We're better together than we are apart because we're different. All right? So you, my friend, need to become before you can go ahead and even think about getting in a serious relationship with a girl. And that comes from experience. All right. What if it's a cooking game?
You're funny, bro.
Junk. This guy is a fucking hilarious.
You're funny.
Aaron Chris Poxon Sr. Oh, no, that was from before. That was Aaron's dad who's in jail right now. Yo, Fresh, did y'all hear Sharp from No Jumper call out something about a game off?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I still don't hear like the whole thing, but I'm confused. $20 from Kevin Elias, you guys definitely opened my eyes and motivated me to be the best version of myself. Just had a bad break up, and every live is considered a therapy session. Never stop the grind. Much love. Fuck simping. Facts over feelings. Yeah, bro. You gotta get your shit together, bro. Terrence CY, a girl ain't going to help you get your shit together. You got to get your shit together. Shout out to Myron on breaking that Breonna Taylor video down. You were 100% on point. Yeah, bro, I covered a lot of things, man, on that video that the mainstream media isn't going to break down for y'all. $20, Christopher FR. Hey guys, great show. Quick question. When taking chicks out on dates, Fresh, like where would you take women out on to dates that will not have them drink alcohol if I plan to smash after? How do you do it?
So it's pretty simple, bro. Like a small like eatery, like for example, tacos, you know, light pizza, you know, shit like that is kind of simple. And as well, bro, it could even be maybe like a park or like a cool like area that has like a smooth like background, like maybe a pool area. So the point is, guys, you want to have the scenery, have like something small that they can like maybe nibble on, but like nothing too crazy. And just have the vibe. The vibe is basically, right, you make her feel comfortable in these scenarios, but at the same time, not in a high environment place, like, for example, a club, a lounge, a bar. So simple taco spot, maybe a taco stand, maybe a pizza spot, something low-key like that. And then, once again, ask questions, make sure she's the one talking the most of the time, and you're actually making her have fun on that date. So,
off you one to one. Just want to give you a big thank you to all you guys over the last 6 months, eye openings, systemizing and putting into the perspective the ideas of just being a man in 2022. Yeah, bro. Cool. I mean, you know, we live in a fatherless generation where a lot of guys don't have a big brother or dad to teach them this shit. So we're here. We got y'all.
Yeah.
Started my YouTube journey today. First video going to be roasting y'all and then just Fresh Blackness, crisp speeches, Myron Hairline and Big Mo. Nah, that's my ninja. Fresh and Fit Baby, BBC Gang, we up. All right, cool. And then we got, how do I sustain a relationship with my girlfriend who is an engineer? Oh, we read that one before. Yeah, bro, you got to really be on your P's and Q's. Anytime you date a girl that has a dad who's successful, keep in, just understand that you are constantly always going to be compared to her father.
Yeah, she has a good example.
You know, she has a good example. So you need to either be on that nigga's level or working towards being on that nigga's level, bro. Like, that's just how it is. And that's a good thing. That's actually a good thing. You know, because more than likely, if she came from a two-parent household where the father was in her life or whatever, she's more than likely going to respect male authority. She's going to understand, you know, the importance of masculinity. She's going to understand gender dynamics. You know what I'm saying? So these are good things to have. And it's going to keep you on your P's and Q's to not be a fucking bum because the dad's going to be in the life. And if you're not able to fucking provide, she's going to be like, her dad's going to be the first. Yo, you want to talk about hypergamy? Fathers are way more hypergamous than any fucking female, bro. Like, they're really going to size you up. Like, oh, what? Oh, you're a bitch? Nah, man, I'm good. Because they're not going to just look at your income. They're going to look at you as, like, a man in a total thing. Like, can you protect my daughter? You know what I'm saying? Like, if God forbid I ever have a daughter, but if I had a daughter, and she brought some nigga home, bro, man, I would size that guy up, like, A to Z. I'd be getting all the fucking Carfax on that fucking guy, bro. Do it. Fathers, and this is why I always say it's so important to have dads involved in the relationship. If you have a strong father, he's going to make sure you don't get with no fucking loser. He's going to be way better off at detecting a man's character than a woman because he's going to be able to see all, oh, this is a fucking bum. This is a city boy? Hell nah. They'll be able to detect city boys and get rid of them immediately.
I know girls that date guys that will never bring the home to their father because they know off rip, father will chew their heads off.
Yeah.
They know. So they just, like, have fun with them, but they never bring them home.
One of the biggest tips I give girls all the time is have a male party in your family that the guy that you're currently dating, whether it's a brother,
uncle,
a cousin, an uncle, a father, someone that doesn't have sexual interest in you. It can't be your fucking guy friend, okay, for all you dumb hoes out there. Can't be your guy friend because that nigga wants to sleep with you. It's got to be someone who has zero sexual interest in you because that way he's going to be objective. He's going to be able to tell you, yo, this guy's probably a fucking loser. This guy's not. Obviously, it's got to be a trustworthy male, but your father is the best option. If not your brother, if not a cousin or our uncle, someone, a male, a figure in your family that you trust. That's actually a glitch to find a good guy is get a male involved in that mating process because unfortunately, sounds sexist, but I'm going to say it anyway, women go off of their fucking emotions. And when you go off of your emotions, what are you going to be attracted to? You're going to be attracted to certain things that might not be good for you for a long-term relationship. Oh, he's a bad boy. Oh, he's so cool. Oh, my God. These niggas are not good for long-term relationships. A male will be able to come in and detect that immediately and be like, yo, this guy's not good for you. Fuck no. You know?
All right. Last two callers.
All right. Cool.
0534.
Yo, what's up? Hood Ninja Fresh in the building.
What's going on, fam?
What's up, man?
Real quick, I just wanted to congratulate you guys, man. Close to 1 million.
We're almost there.
Shout out to you, bro.
Almost. I really hope you guys hit 1 million around my birthday, like somewhere in October, because my family kind of wants to plan a trip to Arizona for me, but I told him, I was like, listen, man, if Fresh and Fit hit 1 million, I'm flaking on you niggas. It's a wrap. I'm not going to Arizona. I'm going to that fucking party. I don't give a fuck. So I wanted to touch up on that. And then the XQC thing, bro, he also said, he's also being a pussy on the fact that he said if someone broke in the house and not only would he hide, but he said also if, like, his girl was better at shooting than him, he would give her the gun and have her go and take care of the dudes, bro. Like, that shit was terrible. that thing is a clown. And I also, real quick, have a merch idea. I brought it up to Chris and Mo, but I also wanted you guys to hear it. I was thinking about the Fresh and Fit floor mats that you guys have that's in the studio, because I would definitely buy some. I think maybe it would be a good idea for other people to buy them as well, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's we'll keep that in mind. I mean, I don't think about that.
Yeah, it's an option.
But yeah, no, we got it. Shit, yo, right. Ninja Fresh, thank you for calling in,
bro. Talk to you, bro.
That's a good idea, though. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Yo, real quick, yo, we only got 2.7K likes, and then we got almost 5,000 y'all watching.
Damn.
Yo, I need you guys to do me a quick solid, man. Because this, as you guys know, we have controversial views because anything that has to do with biological fact is considered hate speech and or misogynistic. So I need you guys to like the fucking video right now, okay? And, subscribe to the channel. And, the channel's growing at a good rate, man. I appreciate all you guys sharing the channel and, you know, subscribing and everything else like that. But we need you guys to like the video because it really helps with the engagement, helps the video get out there to more guys. Who knows? We might actually be able to keep a guy from fucking hurting himself, bro. Picking a girl that quite frankly doesn't deserve a relationship, and she turns his life upside down. So go ahead and like the video, share with a friend that needs to hear this shit. Yep. All right.
All right. Last caller, 3358.
Yo, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We hear you.
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, my name is Jose. I love what you guys do. I watch you guys all the time and Tate. And I just want to ask on advice on, not for myself, but for my younger brothers on guidance. You know, luckily I found you guys and Tate, and, you know, I know what to work on and what to do, but my brothers are going into high school and they're kind of more like, you know, geekier kids. They're really into gaming. They're pretty scrawny, and I want them to have a good high school experience because I had a decent one, but it was bad with girls. You know, I just couldn't talk to them, couldn't, you know, get on dates or anything. And I don't want to necessarily, you know, shove things down their throat and, like, what to look at, but I want to give them guidance to, you know, start working on stuff, but I just want to do it in a way to where I let them be themselves, but,
this is what you
know,
tell them,
more reality what they're going
to do. Yo, stop. This is what you tell them. Enjoy their fucking childhood. They got the rest of their life to go ahead and chase after fucking girls,
Facts,
bro. They fucking enjoy their childhood. Play video games, play sports, hang out with your friends, manufacture the friendships that are probably going to last you a lifetime, because your high school friends, if you do it right and you're not a piece of shit, are probably going to last you a lifetime, okay? So fuck girls. That's not important, okay? You got your whole life to fucking go after girls, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, men and women are not the same. We don't have the same biological constraints to go ahead and chase after women when we're 18, 19, 20, 21. We don't have a finite amount of time to get the best, you know, man that we can get. Women do. So they can go ahead and do that shit. You know, there's a reason why girls date guys that are older than them, because they know deep down, shit, I'm 21. Now I'm at my peak right now. I need to do the best that I can right now and get the best looking that I can right now. You don't have that same biological constraint, man. So men can go ahead and take their time with it. It's one of the benefits of being a guy. All right? So go ahead, play fucking sports. Have extracurricular activities. Play chess. Play an instrument. Learn another skill when you're in high school. Too many fucking guys don't participate in extracurricular activities, don't have any other fucking skills, have no personality. You know what I'm saying? Learn something, okay? Play a sport. Guys, I'll tell you guys right now. You want to know why I've never smoked weed or done drugs or been a degenerate or any of this other fuck shit? Because I played sports. It kept me away from being a fucking loser, all right? Sports is literally what kept me away from the streets and doing dumb shit, all right? Men need to take that energy out, especially when they're getting older, right? And they're going through puberty and they have all this excess energy, pent-up energy. They need to go and do it. They need to spend that energy doing something fucking productive, not chasing after bitches. They need to go ahead, play sports, chess, learn a fucking skill, play fucking video games at a high level. I don't fucking know. But you need to do something that takes that productivity, that energy, and makes it productive.
If you want to advise them, bro, just tell them this. Focus on yourself first. Let him, like Myron said earlier, let him enjoy life. Let him actually go through a childhood and experience it, because once again, you put girls first, bro, you know what happens, bro.
you find a girl, you fall in love, and you make stupid choices.
The and all the people in here saying drugs are cool if you. No, man, no, fuck out of here. No kid in high school should be fucking smoking pot, bro, or drinking alcohol or doing this other shit, because that's the gateway to becoming degenerate. I don't give a fuck what any of y'all say. Oh, yo, bro, like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk smoked pot before. All right, nigga, I guarantee you when they're building up their fucking empire, they weren't smoking pot every day. As a man, you cannot afford to have things that are going to clout your fucking judgment, clout your ability to fucking go out there, create, make you lethargic, make you fucking lazy, because it's a slippery slope to what? Being a loser. All right? You're not a fucking woman. You don't get the benefit of being able to be pretty and be a loser and find a high-value guy at the end of the road. That doesn't work for you as a guy. You want to smoke pot and fucking do all this other fuck shit? Cool. Congratulations. You're more than likely increasing your likelihood of being a fucking loser. It's already hard enough to become a successful guy. You want to add a fucking handicap of marijuana, drugs, alcohol, partying, all this other stupid shit that can lead you down the road of being a fuck-up? Whatever, man. You guys want to do that? Handicap yourself for no fucking reason when it's already hard to become a high-value man? Go ahead. Go fucking ahead. You'll make it easier for guys like me to keep fucking lapping you retards. Straight up. That's why a lot of you motherfuckers are broke, fat, no ambition, loser, live with your fucking mom, no job, living on Section 8. That's why a lot of you motherfuckers are pieces of shit fucking losers. Because you have that dumbass mindset. Oh, I'll just do some drugs in moderation, man. No big deal. I'm just going to take a break. None of my fucking millionaire friends smoke pot. How about that? The Tate doesn't make a smoke pot. Brandon Carter doesn't smoke pot. None of my friends that are high earners smoke fucking pot, bro. None of them. All right? It's a fucking clue. That's what the FBI calls a clue. Successful people, most of the time, don't smoke pot. And if they do, it's when they already climbed the fucking mountaintop. Now I'm the journey up. Stop making excuses for being fucking mediocre. That's why bitches don't respect none of y'all niggas, man. Real talk. That's why they talk back to you. That's why I don't want to suck your dick. That's why I don't want to fuck you. Because you can't even lead yourself. You don't have the fucking discipline to not smoke fucking weed. Call me a fucking loser. Angry guy. Whatever the fuck it may be. It's legalized, but I didn't chill out. Fuck you. That's why you're a fucking loser. Damn, man. Always want a fucking excuse for being mediocre, man. You guys wonder why you're fucking broken, poor, and fat.
Oh,
God damn.
All right. Last caller, and then we'll be up because he paid earlier. I missed it. 8636, last caller.
Hey, man.
Ridiculous. I go harder on you motherfuckers than the girls.
Yeah, I was saying, do you think the apex fallacy could also play into guys' favor at times, like play on a woman's thinking to gain your benefits in her own favor, you know? Like, say, like they think that every guy is like high value or high earner till you make it. Like, you think it could play in your favor?
I mean, yeah, bro, but the problem is, like, if you're not really doing it, then who really loses here? It's you, because if you fake it till you make it, you get her. You got
her. Right, I'm saying like up until you actually like make it, like fake it until you make it.
Yeah, but here's the problem, right? The time you spend faking it, right, to make it, like you're focusing your energy on that. I'm just saying, yes, on some level you can use this, but long term it's gonna hurt you in the long run because you're faking it to make it, right? I get it. Use it for a period of time, but long term you actually want to make it. So focus on making it rather than faking it. Make sense?
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Oh, also, I'd like to add another thing, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck Reddit, right? Stop looking at Reddit, bro. Fuck Reddit. Those niggas are the biggest haters, bro. I literally saw a post today, and they were clowning you, bro. Like, fuck Reddit, bro. Those niggas are some fucking pussies. They're literally
the
mad
thing,
at this nigga. Fresh
here's the thing.
Money.
Here's the
like,
thing.
Reddit, suck our fucking dicks, yo.
Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. They do give good criticism, so I mean, you know, you got to just be able to filter out the hate versus the good. They give good criticisms, and my thing is like, I know you shouldn't be reading comments or whatever it may be, but I look at it and I'll see, okay, that's a valid critique. All right, we need to self-improve on that, and we make it better, man. So
yeah.
All right, and then we got Kevo in the chat. $50 learned from these guys. Shout out to Kevo.
Shout out
to
Kevo.
That's our guy. And yo, thanks for sharing your story with us, bro. Because I think a lot of guys were able to learn from that. And then Frankie Baltimore, look, these women are the same, different H-ware, same software. Okay, different hardware, same software is what he means. My Nigerian girl in 2013 from rich parents reconnected last year and thought she was not part of a modern society delusional matrix. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah, bro, that's the rap for you. You best someone to say fresh. It's not productive to eat prior to smashing.
Well, my friend, I mentioned small bites.
He said small. Yeah.
Not anything heavy. Because,
yeah, don't take it to North Italian to get full pasta and shit.
Bro,
don't do that.
What you do is, right, you have it close to your location. Remember, it's all about logistics, right? Either you park your car at your spot or she parks at your spot. You guys walk to the spot, right? You eat a little bit, talk some more, and you walk back So by the time you walk back, you should have burned off some more calories. Then you go upstairs or whatever to your spot, you burn some more calories after that, doing what you know what. There you go.
All right, and last one.
All right, last one. Are y'all ever going to make white versions of y'all's merch? I think it would be fire. Maybe on the custom merch drop we will.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, guys. So we got 2.7K likes, man. Get us to at least 3K. So we got some lovely ladies in the house, guys. We're going to go ahead and do an after-hour show here, if I didn't scare them off with my rants. But other than that, we'll catch you guys here. What call?
10:30.
10:30. Cool. Yep. So yeah, we'll catch you guys back here in about an hour. We're gonna set up the reset the stage, get the mic set up and everything else like that, and we'll be right back for Friendship After Hours, guys. Like the video, share this with a friend, because real talk, we gave y'all some game here that might save your fucking friend
from
hurting himself,
bro.
I get messages every single day from guys saying they found our videos and they fucking kept from killing themselves. So
learn,
if you got a guy that's going through right now, send this shit to them.
Learn a girl to avoid guys that can save your life.
Facts, man. Real talk. We'll catch you guys back here in an hour. Peace.
Peace.
Y'all got it. Want me to lift these up too or no? I'm gonna get my boots done.
Yeah. I'm going to go back.